Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of reality check in this crazy job market. You know that feeling when you're crushing it at work, landing those big projects, maybe even getting some compliments from your boss? But then, bam, suddenly you're hit with a wave of self-doubt. Like, are they actually impressed or just being polite? What if I get exposed as a fraud? Quote dot, that, my friends, is imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. It's like an invisible gremlin whispering in your ear, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or qualified enough. And let me tell you, it can sabotage your career before you even realize what's happening. But fear not, because we're diving deep into overcoming this pesky syndrome and emerging as the confident, successful rock stars you truly are. So, buckle up and get ready to conquer those self-doubt demons, because here are 5 golden nuggets to help you navigate those tricky imposter feelings. Number 1. Recognize it for what it is, a liar. Seriously, your brain can be its own worst enemy. Those nagging thoughts? They're often based on fear, not facts. Remember that time you nailed that presentation and everyone was raving about it? Yeah, that's proof enough that you've got this. Number 2. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Don't downplay your accomplishments, whether it's landing a new client, acing a difficult task, or even just getting through a tough day. Every win is a step in the right direction, so give yourself a pat on the back and savor the moment. Number 3. Surround yourself with supporters, people who genuinely believe in you. We all need a cheerleading squad in our corner, those folks who lift us up when we're feeling down and remind us of our strengths. Talk to them, share your struggles, and let their encouragement fuel your fire. Number 4. Reframe negative thoughts. Turn that inner critic into your personal hype man. Instead of saying, "I'm not good enough," try, "I'm learning and growing every day." Instead of dwelling on mistakes, focus on what you can learn from them. Remember, even the most successful people have setbacks along the way. And finally, number 5. Embrace imperfection. You don't have to be perfect to be amazing. Everyone makes mistakes, has moments of doubt, and faces challenges. It's all part of the journey. So relax, be kind to yourself, and remember that your worth isn't defined by your accomplishments but by your resilience, your kindness, and your willingness to keep striving for growth. Ever felt like you're on a tightrope walk, constantly afraid of falling? I know the feeling. Remember that time in college when I had to give a presentation on something I barely understood? Talk about imposter syndrome overload. My palms were sweating, my voice was shaking, and I swear I could feel every eye judging me. But here's the kicker, I actually nailed it. Turns out, those imposter feelings didn't stop me from delivering a solid presentation. In fact, they probably made me more focused and determined to prove myself. The key takeaway? Don't let those pesky doubts hold you back from taking risks, sharing your ideas, or pursuing your passions. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and crush it. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might be battling those imposter feelings. And if you found value in today's message, leave us a review. It helps others discover the podcast and join our awesome community. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk about navigating tough job markets. Keep your chin up and your hustle on.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.